It's a little gloomy here. We've been very spoiled by the sunshine. So we were going to maybe go get a drink with some friends for St. Patrick's Day, but I think I just accidentally overbooked myself today. And by that, I mean, I slept till 10:40. So, you know, the day just got away from me a little bit.
And that's okay.
I know.
You have to be so tired after this week. How do you, had something planned before 10 a.m.?
No, I just more was like, knew we were going to pod. I knew I was going to meet my friend Shelby for a pedicure. And I knew I was attempting to go get drinks with my friends. And I was like, this feels like maybe this isn't all going to happen today. We'll just have
too much.
So I don't know if the drink will happen just because it's like the vibes outside are just not the vibes.
It's not giving St. Patty's Day celebration.
It's really not. I'm okay with it.
I'm going to be honest. Your hair is herring. So I think your hair is saying you need to go get a drink. It looks so good today.
Maybe you're right. Thank you.
And sometimes we have to go based on what the hair says, not based on the weather.
Wait, you're so wise.
Like, it looks so good.
I also decided something else, Alex. I'm going to, over my desk, I'm slowly being like, what do I want to put in a frame and actually, like, include in my space? And I decided yesterday, like, vehemently, I was like, how have I never thought of this before? I want to, in some funny, like, sarcastic kind of script font, or it looks like it's, like, embroidery or something, just cute. Write the phrase, it's not that serious.
Cute.
How cute would that be?
I'm obsessed.
I feel like that would be it's just such a good reminder for life. Like, I'm taking a meeting. It's not that serious. Like, we're going to get it done, but it's not that serious. I'm stressed about all the things I have to do today. It's not that serious. It's going to get done.
Yeah. And I found, like, if I don't get the things done that day that I wanted to or needed to, it's always okay if I just, like, have to do it the next day or the next day. Like, sometimes it's okay. Like,
right.
Unless, like, you have, like, to submit something or, like, present in a meeting or I don't know what, like, unless it's like on that day, usually it can be pushed 100%, another day.
100%.
I love that more.
And that's just such a, like, us phrase. I just remember in college, I think you said it or someone's, like, friend who was over said it. That just says so much in such a short phrase. Like, you're so right. It's just not usually as serious as we make it, you know?
So true. I love that. I think that's perfect for above a desk.
We got some of my new, I'm in a new space.
It looks so good.
I told Alex the other day, yesterday actually, I moved this, I didn't move this couch in, to TaskRabbits. Shout out Edwin and Landon. They were like, ma'am. And I was like, first of all, please don't call me ma'am. They were like, I don't know how this is going to work. And I said, me neither, you guys. That's why you're here.
That's why you're here.
And I said, you guys, if you pull this off, and the thing is there's a really narrow hallway, and this couch is very modular, and you would think it comes in two pieces. It does not. It's like a 95-inch couch. She a thick girl. She has not curves. She has just very blunt edges. Yep. And, like, it's not flexible. And the hallway is also not flexible. And I just truly didn't see a way through. And I thought, but I'm not a professional in this industry. Let's bring in two professionals and have them give it the old-fashioned college try for, you know, their hourly rate,
There's no one I would trust more than a man named Edwin. Something about that name says he's going to get it done. Like, whatever it is, he's going to get it done.
Okay, low-key, like, Landon was way better.
Oh, shoot.
I know, I'm sorry. I was but, like, they were a good team. Edwin, like, it's not that serious. Like, they were a good team, but I could just tell Edwin, like, kind of wanted to get out of there. Landon was, like, a problem solver, you know? He was at one point.
Thank God for Landon.
Thank God for Landon. He's a married man. He's so cute. He's, like, 5'1". He had a thick wedding band on. I was like, perfect. You're not creepy. Like, this is great. He's so respectful. He was like, if you need more help, text me and we can do, like, the non, you know, TaskRabbit rate. I might have to cut this. He might get in trouble. He said that TaskRabbit's a very big brother. And I was like, oh my God, I won't.
Okay, we can
censor.
Bleep the name every time we say his name.
Yeah, yeah. Or just, like, TaskRabbit. Just, like, leave them out of it.
His big fat wedding ring black?
No, it actually wasn't. It was a metal gold band. It looked actually very nice. Maybe his hands, he was so small, but he was so mighty. So I was like, He has the muscles. Like, I think he's going to get it done. And I'm telling you guys, they moved this couch. We tried three different times. And we had to take a door off its hinges because he needed to, like, we needed more room for the couch.
You needed every inch you could, centimeter you could get.
It was, like, the perfect challenge. There's a 10% chance this is going to get in this room. I was fully prepared to be like, damn, I'm going to have to sell this couch. I'm going to have to, like, get another couch or chairs, like, put in here. Like, so annoying. I already bought this. Like, the new couch for my living room, mind you, is a modular couch, but it comes in pieces. So that is art.
That
helps. Already done. Like, that's sitting in my living room, ready to be put together. So I'm like, we have to move this couch somewhere. And so we tried three different times. Didn't work. Landon was like, can we move it through the window? We couldn't. We can't open the whole window because it's, like, molded to the outside of the house, so it's, like, not really
but
possible.
Landon, we appreciate that type of thinking and that type of problem solving.
What I'm paying for, Landon, I'm here for a consult. I'm here for to put our heads together. Like, Edwin just wanted to get out, and I'm like, I get it, but, like, you're literally here to do manual labor. Like, I'm sorry.
No, okay? Moving couches, like, is good... one of the worst things that you have to do as a human being. Like, it truly, there's one time when Max and I were still just dating, mm-hmm. and we were moving a couch, and this is the part that really got me. We were moving the couch to, like, the basement under the place that he was moving to die. Like, we knew that couch was going to go there for eternity, and I was like, why are we doing this? Like, we might as well just put this on the somewhere to donate it, because, like, it's going into this basement and it's never going to see the light of day.
Never.
And the way that we, like, we were on the verge of breaking up over this couch because we could not, the two of us, same thing, like, couldn't get it to fit the corners and whatever. And it's still in that basement to this day. Like, I was like, I never want to see this fucking couch ever again.
No.
And I've kept my word. I have not seen it. Painful.
Painful. So painful because it's not squishy. It doesn't budge. Like, it doesn't work like that. And the hallways certainly don't budge. They're not flexible. It was giving the Friends episode of Ross being like, pivot!
So good.
Pivot! Except we didn't even have the luxury. Like, it was even...
there was no pivoting to be done.
You'll see. Like, when you get here in 2 weeks, you'll be like, how the actual fuck did that get in here? Anatomically, mathematically, shouldn't have happened.
It's the same thing. It's stuck there now, maybe forever.
Oh, it's never... I'm just going to leave it, I guess. I don't know. They were like, I hope you're going to live here for a long time. I was like, oh, like, I literally don't know what I'm doing next month. But yeah, it was a good call. But, okay, so on the fourth try, they were like, okay, let's remove your closet door off the hinges so we don't scrape the door. I was like, perfect. My landlord will love that. So this is where Landon's shortness actually really, really came in handy. He was able to, like, go look over the couch and then crawl under the couch and, like, get it at a certain angle and twist it in. And by the grace, he's in my closet at this point. He's in the back of the closet, like, on top of my shoe racks, like, pushing it a certain angle. And I was like, oh my God, it is 10 degrees from, like, clearing into the doorway. And they were like, we're gonna do it. And I was like, you're gonna do it. I'm, like, cheering them on.
Yeah.
And they made the final turn. And I was like, no, you didn't. And they were like, no, we did not just do that. I did not think a chance in hell this was going to happen. And I was like, I can't believe you guys did it. I was so impressed with them. So all that to say, that's what I did yesterday. And then I put my other couch together. And the other couch is, like, this company, they pride themselves on, like, oh, it's multiple pieces. Like, I had 15 minutes left with the boys of their hourly rate. And I was like, boys, I want to let you go early. You did so amazing, but, like, I literally can't. I need you to help me get all these boxes. Like, as much as you can do in 15 minutes.
You were paying. Yeah, you were paying them.
And so we got all these boxes, and he was like, yeah, let's just go as fast as we can. Like, we'll just set them all out for you so you're not, like, huffing over the heavy pieces. I was like, perfect. Then you have to slide these pieces. There's, like, a track, you know, like, when you, like, a drawer or something, it's on that, like, metal track. So that's how you get all the other pieces onto the couch
together.
And they were in the video, this girl on the website, I was like, okay, how do you do it? They give me, like, an assembly tutorial. And this girl has, like, a full blown manicure. She's, like, barely breaks a sweat. She's like, she just, like, pops the little pieces into place. Let me tell you something. That's not how it went down.
There's no popping over here.
My friend Anna has this exact same couch. So I texted her and I was like, the couch isn't going together. Am I doing something wrong? I can't get a back piece of this couch on to save my life. And she was like, oh, I remember it being so hard. She's like, here's what you're going to do. Get some shoes on. I was like, okay, because I'm in slippers. She's like, you need to kick it into place. Oh. I was like, okay, kind of sounds like I'm going to break my toe. Like, you know, I don't have like steel toed boots or anything. Like I just,
yeah, have... or like break the brand new couch.
Correct. So I was like, I wonder if there's like a different, better equivalent I can use. She also maybe used some oil or something to like grease the hinges. And I was like, that's smart. I have WD-40 in my toolkit over here. So I was like, okay, that's smart. So I grease up all the little spigots, like whatever the hell, with WD-40. And which, like, I don't think that really did anything. But I took a 10-pound weight. I know. I'm going to just... So it's I literally smart. Just went...
Boom. A sledgehammer, kind Boom. Of.
It was literally sledgehammer, and I sledgehammered it all into place. I'm dripping sweat by the
so
end.
So like, smart.
Full body workout. But we finally got it together. So all that to say, we have a new space. I hung my new art. I have a new couch in the living room. It's ready to go.
It looks so good.
All for your arrival.
I can't wait.
I works well on a deadline. I was like, this has to be done by the end of March. I'm so thrilled that I'm sitting on this couch and it is in this room. Also,
it
the
looks
light
so good.
The light in this room is fire in the morning. And
more impressive that you did all that on the weekend after you literally just worked 2 full-time jobs during the week. Like,
oh my gosh.
How did you have any energy left to do all that?
I'm going to tell you why. I skipped my last shift, okay?
Is that okay?
I mean, yeah, nobody's going to die. Basically,
it's not that serious.
No. So for everybody listening, for context, South by Southwest is a huge conference. They have film and TV. They have art. They have education. It's like all kinds
of stuff.
Is it
once a year? And is it always in Austin?
Always in Austin, once a year. And I wasn't involved at all last year. Also, badges are very expensive. Like, for example, there's a like the platinum badge that gets you into anything you want. I think is $3,000. It might be $4,000. The lowest badge, I think, is $2,000, something around there. I'll fact check myself. We'll see. Very expensive. So I was like, okay, I want to be involved, but I'm not paying. Like, that is not in the budget. So what a lot of people do to get access to South By is volunteer. And I was like, perfect. I'll volunteer. No problem. And so you have to volunteer 40 hours to get your badge. So I got a free, you know. With my labor, I earned my film and TV badge, and that's what I really wanted to do. I was like, oh, it'd be fun to go and work the screenings and stuff. So I did that. But yeah, I did skip my last shift. But the thing is, it's okay because I didn't want to use, if you skip a shift, they're going to deactivate your badge. So it was my last shift, and I didn't want to do, like, I didn't have anything else really planned to go to from South By. I had already utilized my badge.
So really, you were just strategic. And
I was so tired. I felt like I was getting sick, and I really played on the I'm sick kind of thing. And they were like, that's fine. Like, if you're done with the festival, you can just skip your last shift, and your badge will be deactivated. And I was like,
so, like,
okay.
Do they have too many people? Like, they don't need everybody? Is there
definitely
like a cutoff?
They do not need anybody. No, that's the thing. I think there's no cutoff. There were so many volunteers that often I felt like I would say that's the one con of the experience. Even though I would do it again for the access, it's like you feel so duplicative. Like I'm like, okay, I'm volunteering, but I don't want to sit around. Like I want to be useful if I'm going to volunteer my time. Can I just do something? So antsy to just be there and do something.
Yeah, and it makes the time go so much slower when you're just standing around.
Exactly.
Like...
So, okay, the first shift was my best shift. Let me just take you through my first shift really quick. I was like, maybe I'll see a celebrity. Maybe I'll see somebody I like, you know, film and television. That's why I did it. So I'm on this crew called Dispatch Crew. Didn't know what that was at the time. Thought I was volunteering to go to the Paramount Theater downtown. That's where all the biggest screenings for South By happen. Okay. I thought I was just going there every single shift. And they were like, no, you're on dispatch. Come to the Westin Hotel and come to the Paramount room. And I was like, oh, perfect. Like, I'm going to the Paramount room because they're going to send us to the Paramount. Like, totally makes sense. No. Dispatch crew. Also, you have to wear these ugly ass UT orange, like, South By t-shirts that are just, they're not in my color wheel. Let's just put it that way. But I put it on, went over there for my first shift. All my shifts were 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. So on Friday, it's like first Friday of South By, people are coming in It's hot, heavy, like there's a lot going on. So I'm sitting there and basically you get dispatched to the venue that needs help. That's what dispatch crew is. So now I know for the future.
You get to sign up and pick what.
Correct. What okay. crew you want to yeah. be part of. So I sit in this conference room for 45 minutes and I'm like, sitting on my ass, if you're going to be a South By volunteer, bring a Kindle, especially if you're volunteering for film stuff, because if you can't go in and see the screening, you're sitting there for 2 hours while the movie plays. So it's like, you might chat with people, whatever. But I was like, oh, I'm definitely bringing my Kindle tomorrow. And I just felt like a waste of space. Like, I was like, why am I here? I'm sitting in this conference room. I'm supposed to be with celebrities. Like, this is not the vision. So I think Cameron felt bad because he knew I really wanted to go. And he was like, Kate, you can go ahead and go down to the Paramount. And I was like, yes. So I walk over there. Everybody's lined up around the block because this, the first screening, there's multiple screenings at each venue each night. Okay. So this is the first one. And it's Jake Gyllenhaal's premiere of his movie Roadhouse. So we're starting high. So people are wrapped around the block. The like SUVs are SUVing down the road, like letting celebrities out of their car. I was like, thank God, this is what I wanted to do. The red carpet is right there with the step and repeat and the whole thing. And I walk up and so many people are just plebeians waiting in line. But because I have on my ugly burnt orange shirt, I get to go straight in. And I talked to this woman who's ended up being my friend named Laura. She looks maybe in her late 30s, early 40s. She had like an iPad. I was like, she's in charge of something. And I was like, hi, are you in charge? Are you the crew manager? And she was like, oh my God, no, this is my first shift. I was like, oh, you look very put together. She was like, yeah, we're in the middle of like getting people into the show. So I think you can just hang with me and then, you know, we'll get you set up for the next screening. I was like, perfect. So I just get to watch. I don't have a job for the rest of the screening. So I look over and I'm like, oh, who's on the step and repeat? I also didn't know it was Roadhouse. So I was like until I got there. And then I looked it up on my walk over and I was like, oh, Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay. So I walk over to the step and repeat. I'm 10 feet from Lucas Gage. I look in his eyes. He's wearing like a gorgeous suit. He's doing press. And I was like, we make direct eye contact. And then he like goes off and does another interview. And I was like, yeah, this is what I wanted. Lucas Gage, you were married for 10 minutes. Like, how does Kim Kardashian was your officiant? Like, how does it feel? You know?
Yeah.
Obviously wouldn't ask him about that. It's a sore subject, but he was in the movie. Then I look over and I said, who's that man in a red suit and a beard? Oh, it's Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal's over there doing press. He's 15 feet from me. I could practically spit on him. I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is great. So it was great because I didn't have a job. So I just got to like gawk at them, except one volunteer got too close to the red carpet. She got her phone out. So that's a big no-no. If you're volunteering, you can't get, you can gawk, but you can't like get your phone out and you can't be weird. Which is really good boundary setting for me because I would cross every line possible, I think. So I saw her get like kind of yelled at by our crew manager and I was like, okay, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm just going to look from afar and enjoy. And I'm texting Alex. I'm texting Lauren and Allie. I'm texting my friend group in Austin. You guys have like a verbal receipt because I was like, I'm just going to text every time I see someone so I don't forget who I saw.
Yeah, you saw so many cool people. So why do none of your other friends do this and volunteer?
I don't know.
Maybe they will now that you're doing it.
Maybe they will. And honestly, I kind of made the decision completely in a silo, which I shouldn't have. I should have like told more people I was doing it, but it was such, I just did it on such a whim.
Yeah.
I told some of my work friends because they were kind of like doing the film and TV thing because we're on like a film centric project. So I was like, hey, I'm doing these. Like, if you guys want to do these, I just didn't connect it. Yeah. Back to my friends. But I will say that would be a big learning lesson for next time is to, if you can do it with a friend, your shifts are like so much more enjoyable too. But I made friends at every single shift. Like there's super nice people doing it. There's parent age people who you can tell just wanted a free badge, see stuff. There's grad students. I met a girl who went to UVA who's in grad school at UT now. And I was like, Gloria, what are the chances? You know, but this was the most memorable shift because after that, they were like, okay, guys, the volunteers need to make a human barricade for the talent to like get into the theater. And I was like, perfect. I've been waiting for this opportunity my entire life. I'd love to be a human shield to the public and protect the talent. Like,
yeah, did they tell you who it's going to be?
Well, so we're already seeing them all on the red carpet. So it's kind of like just the cast of the movie, right?
Who's ever there. Okay.
Exactly. I didn't know that Post Malone was in this film. Okay. This is Post Malone's acting
debut. I was going to say, I didn't know Post Malone was in films.
He's not. He's not. So he walks. I didn't see him on the carpet, too. I'd already gone inside to make myself a human shield, you know, for their safety, obviously. And Post Malone walks in, and I was like, wait, what's going on? He's so nice. We're all volunteers. Like, he knows it. He's like, hey, guys, all this stuff. He's right here. Like, he goes past me. I feel a whiff of his cologne, and I'm like, damn, I didn't think Post Malone would smell so good. But Post was not playing with his first film debut. He smelled amazing. He looked amazing. He went in, and all these people, which is funny, they did not need us. Like, all the A-listers have six, like, security.
Their own security,
like,
right?
Security's going with them, like, through this, you know, barricade into the theater.
So is the barricade just to protect, like, people from being able to see them? Or, like,
no,
people attacking really, them? Like, what is it?
No, here's the thing. I don't know, because it's inside the lobby of the theater. So it's not open to the public. Like, you can't get in
so
that theater.
Yeah, so what's the point?
I don't know. Maybe it was just like a treat for us. Like, I have no idea. Yeah. Maybe they were just like, oh, go see. But they said, we have to make a human barricade. They used that phrase. And I was like, that feels really serious. I think they paid security. You know what I'm saying? I don't think,
yeah.
You know. So that was just a funny part of it. Jake comes in before that. In his red suit, he's like, hey, hey, walks in. There's a cast member from the movie who brought his sister as a date. They're standing next to me for some reason in this human barricade. I was like, what are you guys doing here? Shouldn't you, you know, be getting seated? Oh, he was like, yeah, I'm in the movie. I was like, congrats, that's so cool. Why are you standing with the volunteers? And he was like, oh, I just want to say hi to people as they walk in, because I haven't seen Jake and Post and Lucas and all these people. And I was like, totally.
First name basis, classic.
Totally makes sense. This guy's also like an internet personality. I found out later. I didn't know who he was. He was in the movie, but he wasn't on, like, red carpet level in the movie, you know? So it's like, he got a ticket, he got a plus one, but he didn't like do all the press or anything. So he's just waiting, dap people up, say hi. So Jake comes in with his echelon of people, walks in. This man's right next to me. He's like, Jake. Jake looks over. He's like, dude. And they like dap each other up, hug, like practically hugging me.
Yeah,
you know?
It's basically a group hug at this point.
It took everything in me to not be like, you. It was so, I was like, okay. And then they kept walking in. Then Post comes, right? Not kidding, Alex. I couldn't control my hand. Like, I try to respect people's boundaries, but you know me around celebs. Like, I was so not prepared for him to be there. He's so cute. Like, I adore him.
He smelled so good.
He was basically asking for it. And I did not, let's be clear, I did not touch him, but my hand, it wasn't connected to my brain. I was like this. And I was like, oh my God. Like
you were going to introduce yourself?
No,
what?
I think I just wanted to be like, hi.
Give a little tap.
A little pat.
A love tap.
And I pulled my hat, my hand back. And I was like, okay, not for Jake Gyllenhaal, but for Post Malone. Like, I couldn't resist. Like,
It was the smell. I think it was because he smelled good.
It was the smell, and he also was just really nice. Like, Jake is so A-list that I'm like, yeah, we're all invisible. Yeah. Like, I get it. I'm sure you're a nice person, but still, you're in a different stratosphere.
Yeah.
And Post is like, he used to just be one of us not too long ago. So he's just like, seems very down to earth. And maybe it was because he's more relatable, but he's still Post. That I was like, and then I was like, oh, nope, we're not doing that. We're not getting tackled to the ground and getting thrown out. So that was really, really fun. And then sometimes people get to go in the screening and watch. This one was very full, obviously. So I'm going to wrap this up because the first shift is the only thing that really has true meaning to me. This was like the best.
Okay, wait, sorry. I have a quick question though.
Yeah.
Like, do you think celebrities like to sit in and watch their own movies? Like, that sounds like my nightmare.
I don't know. I thought the exact same thing. And my volunteer friends and I were like, don't you think they've seen it a bunch already?
And just cringing at yourself. Like, I would just like,
yeah,
not want to hear myself, see myself.
I'm pretty sure they sit front row as well. I agree. I thought about that so much. I can't imagine this is super enjoyable for them to do.
Yeah, like, I get the idea of like doing press, walking the red carpet, premiering the movie. But like, then can I like be in the lobby hanging out, eating popcorn while everyone's watching? Like, I don't want to sit in and watch it. Like,
as a volunteer, you know, who was in the lobby the whole time, I would have loved that.
Yeah, please, like, right? And I just feel like, you know, if I'm ever a celebrity one day, like, that's what, how I'd move. I'm like, I'm just gonna hang out with people in the lobby.
It's when.
You're right.
It's when.
I don't know. I just feel like that sounds horrible.
Right. Like, you've seen the movie how many times at this point? Like, I think Jake executive produced it, so he's involved, really, you know? Yeah, so it is interesting. I would be really curious, like, maybe they pop out and then pop back in at the end or something, because Jake...
But you were in the lobby, right? Like, you would have seen?
Oh, no, they leave out the back, honey. They leave out the back. They have back entrances with their SUVs, like, pulled right up to the
So when they exit, they didn't come back through?
No, you don't go back through.
So maybe they don't stay, then.
I know Jake has to get up on stage in the beginning, and he introduced the film to everybody. He thanked everybody for coming.
Which I get.
And then there was a panel at the end, and I think Jake was on the panel, so I think he stayed. Okay. But this isn't even the best part. Like, Post Malone, I love you. Jake, I love you. Lucas, I love you. They all walk in. Not even 30 seconds later, Dax and Monica just sneak in through the door. They're so chill. Like, they didn't do the carpet. They don't have security.
Yeah, like, what are they wearing? Like, are they more casual?
I am so glad you asked. Let me tell you to the detail.
Please.
Monica, and I only saw Monica for 3 Mississippi seconds, but she was wearing, like, a white blazer pants kind of two-piece set.
So, like, looks nice, but not, like, gown.
Looked nice and was dressed nicer than Dax. Dax still looked dashing and perfectly perfect, but Dax was in a navy sweater, like a long sleeve sweater, and then just like dark jeans and shoes. But they were like casual tennis shoes, I think. So nothing crazy. Monica is also just a fashion girl, if you listen to the show at all. She loves the row. She does all that stuff. So she was wearing like a fabulous outfit. So I just saw her in like a white pantsuit kind of situation with a bag. And it was for like not even 5 seconds. I saw them and they just went in so quietly and they just went into the theater. And I was like.
And so they just wanted to see the movie?
So I found out later because Dax told me. I found out later that they've had Jake on the podcast before. So Jake is a friend of the pod, okay? So a lot of times after someone goes on Armchair Expert, they get along with them because they're so charming and fun. And then they get each other's numbers and then they're like friends afterwards. I think that happened with Jake. They had like a really good rapport, a really good interview with Jake. Dax was doing the panel. Like, he moderated the panel after the film. So that's why, I don't know if that's exactly why they were there. They were just like, hey, here's the tickets. But he was doing something for the screening. So Monica was there too. They go to South by every year. So before my shift, I was like, if I see Dax and Monica, like, that's it for me. That is my Taylor Swift moment.
That's a good comparison.
Better than Post. Like,
yeah, I think that's your celebrity that like you would most want to see.
Most want to see. Number one, they're my podcasting.
And not only did you just see, but you got to talk to them.
King and Queen. So they go in. I literally just met these girls like 45 minutes ago. I grabbed their shoulders and I was like, Dax and Monica are here. And they were like, who? And I said, do you listen to Armchair Expert? And some of them were like, oh, yeah, I've caught a couple episodes of that. I was like, you guys, they're here. They're in that theater. And in my head, I just thought, oh, my God, this is the moment. But I couldn't catch them going into the theater. And I said to myself, it can't be the last time that we make contact. It's simply not enough for me. So I took a good 10 minutes to properly freak about that. Then the volunteers have to keep the doors closed because people are trying to, like, get into the theater. And we're like, no, it's full, you know? And then we go on a break, and then everybody watches the film. So it's chill for, like, an hour and a half, you know, however long the film is. So we go, get our little voucher meal for the volunteers. We walk back. Me and two friends are in the lobby eating, and then there's a snack bar, like, 15 feet away. And we're eating our burgers and just hanging and talking to each other, and I'm still talking about seeing them because my world was just so rocked, and they were like, okay, weird but cool. We don't get it, but you know, we're happy for you. And then I said to myself, I just need Dax and or Monica to come to the snack bar, because it was such a quiet, this was the moment for it to happen. It was so quiet. My boss was nowhere to be seen because I would have probably gotten fired. I'm like, okay, what are you gonna do? Fire me. I'm a volunteer. Like, I don't care. You know, at this point, I don't care. I will sacrifice going to the rest of this festival. I'm going to talk to them. So
yeah, that's like why you're there. So it's worth it.
Yeah, that's why everybody's there. Like, nobody's a saint. You know what I mean? No. We're all here with ulterior motives. So anyway, in my head, I thought, I just need them to come to the snack bar because there's no crowds. It's really chill. I'm 10 feet away and it's the perfect opportunity for me to say hi. And I'm not kidding, Alex. I think that God, my father, all my ancestors, and my like Angel Squad said,
yeah,
we're going to give this to Kate. I think this would be a really good moment for her. I'm not kidding. It was that kismet and the timing was that perfect. Not even 30 seconds after I had that thought, Dax walks into the lobby and I was like, no. No, you're lying. And I was like, you guys. And he comes out and there's a police officer behind him. And I thought, is that? He doesn't seem like the type to have personal security. But maybe he does. I don't know. I thought I knew him really well, but like maybe he just, maybe a security and he didn't update the armchairs about that. For the listener, armchairs are like, if you listen to Armchair Expert, they call each other armchairs. The people who listen are the armchairs. Dax has tattoos of cherries on his arm. It's a whole thing.
Very cute.
So that's when I say armchairs, that's what I mean. He goes up and he's sober, obviously. So he's not getting a beer. He's getting popcorn. And my friends said, Kate, this is your chance. Mindy, our boss, is nowhere to be found. Go up there. And I said, I don't have a reason. I don't want to be creepy. What do? I'm panicking. Even though everything in me says, I know I'm going over there. I'll regret it for the rest of my life. They said, just go get a water. I said, perfect. That's the perfect excuse. So I walk over. Don't want to alarm this policeman because I was like, you could jump me. I'm not sure what you're here for. And I feel like he knew. He saw me and he was like, I know this girl's going to go talk to Dax. Like, I could feel it in her energy. He's like, I spotted a fan. And so I knew he had his eye on me and I was so scared that he was going to come up and try to stop me. But I do have a volunteer shirt on. So I am supposed to be here. You know what I mean? To a degree. So maybe that and my badge, I look like official enough. I can just go get a water. It's no big deal. So I walk over and I'm half looking at the bartender. She's like, do you want something? And I was like, yes, could I please have an ice water? Dax is right here. Okay. Like less than 5 feet away. And then he goes to I get my water that I did not need. And I said,
does he turn towards you or away from you?
Thank God he turns toward me.
Okay, good.
Go back through the door.
Yep.
And I said, Dax? And he goes, yeah. And I literally like clutching my pearls. And I said, I just need you to know that I am the cherriest cherry of all the cherries, okay? He goes, oh, you are? And I said, yeah, like you wouldn't believe. And he said, what's your name? I said, hey. He was like, so nice to meet you. I gotta run. I'm doing this panel, but like, I'll see you inside. And to me, and I was like, oh, Dax, I'm not going inside.
Sweet.
Have that kind of access. But I said, oh my gosh, good luck. And he said, thank you. And all the volunteers, they're sitting on the ground like plebeians eating their food. And they were like, you did not just do that. And I was like, yes, I did. You wish it was you. Some of them were like, good job. That was very impressive. And I went back and then it started getting busy. Mindy came back. Like it was just the perfect
the timing
little
was
bubble.
Perfect.
And I was just, I'll remember it forever.
Does he look like how you think he would? Does he look older, taller, anything?
He
or the same as you see from his pictures?
I think because I'm also tall. I was like, he's definitely taller than me. I think he's like 6'3", 6'4". So yeah, he was tall, but he was so unassuming in his sweater and stuff. Like he just was flying so low key that it was almost like, I feel like when he does interviews or anything, he's wearing all these cool outfits. Like he wasn't really dressed to the nines. He was more just kind of like playing it cool. I'm here to support my friend. But I saw his sweater was rolled up like this.
Cute.
And I saw his tats and I wanted to be like, I love the tats. I'm not going to do that.
Two of them. Was that who you would prefer over Monica or?
Yeah.
And it's perfect. And perfect in every way.
No shade to Monica. I would have had a million things to say to Monica too. I just relate more to Dex like as a soul. So I loved that it was him.
That's
and
amazing.
I walked away and I said, that was worth everything. And I've only been here for like 2 hours at this point, and I'd already talked to Dax. So
honestly, it's not a great life lesson because like I feel like for next year you could just like do it for a day or two and then again, I know your badge deactivates after that, but you're just like, I got what I wanted. I'm good. Like, there's so many people. Like, they don't really need you.
I'm not kidding. There were 50 volunteers sitting in the lobby of the Paramount. You guys don't need all this help. It's a big venue, but they probably need 30 people. But I think they're just so worried because there's no buy-in. Like, people can easily just drop their shifts. So I think they've had problems with people just dropping that they're like, yeah, we're going to take as many people as
we want. That's because 40 hours is a little...
It's a lot.
Yeah, a little, like, reasonable.
Yeah. But... Hence why I did 32, which still felt like a fuck ton, to be honest, too. But no, so all that said, that was my main story. That was like the best shift ever.
Incredible.
Had a lot of fun other shifts, went to a couple of other venues, not even close to as exciting or cool, but still, like, every time I thought I was bored, I met someone so cool. I met like really cool producers. He was like, oh, I'm doing a movie with Jane Fonda. I was like, what the hell? Like, cool. I love talking to you. He was like, let's connect on LinkedIn. I'm like, I don't know why you care about me at all, but let's do that. And I said, every producer, anyone in the film business, I go, I took an acting class last spring. They're like, sick. So funny. No, they didn't say sick. They were like, that's cool. I was like, yeah, that's all I have to contribute to this conversation.
You're like, so if you need anyone, call me.
Oh, like, I'm not auditioning, but I'm not auditioning, you know? So, no, it was cool. I met so many people. I would definitely say, do it if you're in Austin, you're interested. When in doubt, volunteer. There was nothing better I had to do with my time anyways, so I got to go talk to all these cool people. And very much in the spirit of the pod, like, we're in such a podcasting universe now, I went to a panel and Nick Viall was there, and he was talking about the Viall Files. And then Christy Carlson Romano was there from Even Stevens Cadet Cully. She runs like a podcast media empire I did not know about. And then Joey from Full House. I was like, what's happening? Like, apparently he's a big podcaster. He does a Full House recap podcast.
Classic.
And I think he does a lot of VO. Like, he does those really funny impressions and stuff. He gave us a few of those on the panel. So I went up to Nick after and I just said, what kind of software do you use? I was like, I have a nerdy question. And he was like, Premiere, baby. And I was like, me too. We're the same. And I learned a lot. I took a lot of notes on that. So it got me also so excited about our pod. And the only place to go is up, and there's so much to learn, and it's like a really fun hobby, and it's cool to listen to a panel of people who that's their whole job is to do it, and they're so passionate about it and they really enjoy it. So it was great, and I gave Joey from Full House directions to his hotel.
Cute.
I was like, Joey, it's 500 feet that way, and I know your name's not Joey, like, whatever his name was. Very fun, highly recommend. And I feel like it was a good lesson in, like, just go do it. Even if you don't know anybody, be brave and go do the thing by yourself, because you will make friends. Like, have faith in yourself that you're a sociable, normal enough person. Like, I met musicians, I met producers, I met so many cool people. And
actors.
Cowboy actors. You know, like Miranda Lambert's, like, cowboys. You met some of them. Like, you just never know.
You just
sometimes
never know.
Meet a hot cowboy actor.
Who was one time in a music video. You
one
never
time
know.
In a music video. Two episodes of Night Agent on Prime Video.
That's awesome. I'm very impressed that you did that
till
1 a.m.
I've been talking
but
this whole time. I'm sorry. I'm so sick of it. Well, we've watched a bunch of the same shows recently. I think we want to do a little bit of a recap
on
that.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's start with Summer House, just because I think that one's the most exciting. What are you thinking so far this season?
Okay, I will say I have not watched every season of Summer House, so I'm coming in with a little bit less context, so just know that.
That's okay.
But I went into a little bit of the previous season and watched a couple episodes of that to get into this season. So I don't know. I haven't seen, like, Lindsay and Carl dating the whole time. Like, I've just seen part of it. I mean, that's obviously the main thing that's going on this season. And I don't understand how Carl is with her, or, like, ever wanted to date her. And I'm not saying Carl's perfect, but, like, my God, I don't have the seasons and seasons of context, so I didn't see them when they were friends either. But, oh my God, the way she, like, throws his sobriety in his face and brings him to tears, and he just seems like he's a little lost. He's figuring out his next step, and, like, that's natural, but he seems, like, emotionally intelligent enough and is trying to have this conversation with someone. Lindsay is miserable. Oh,
she's one of the people on this earth that, like, I would just never want to be in an argument with, just because I feel like you have to get so frustrated, because you can be as logical and, like, clear and honest as possible, and she, like, somehow does her PR spin of things, and, like, she just doesn't accept it. Like, she doesn't even accept fact as fact. Like, it's really hard to watch, but
it's scary.
Even actually, as a friend, I don't think I could like get into a disagreement with her because she just doesn't take any accountability or
no,
and apologizes or anything. Like, yeah, it's
how did they get to an engagement? I understand trying it out and maybe you've been friends and you don't see that side of someone and then you're in a relationship. How did we get to we're almost getting married?
Yeah, and I think what it comes down to, at least what we see on the show, is like really when she drinks is the problem. Yeah. Like she just is kind of a, like not everyone is like this, but some people when they drink just like a different side comes out, and I think that is the case. And so like early in their dating time period, she was like sober, like kind of in alliance with him or like in support of him, and I feel like that was probably good for them as a couple. But yeah, it's hard to watch for sure. I think like what's good is that when the engagement got called off, the rumors were going around that like she was blindsided, she had no idea this was coming. And I think now that we're seeing it play out on camera, it's very clear, like, girl, only if you're DeLulu could you be blindsided. Like, it's very clear that they should not be getting married.
She like goes in the other room, calls her dad, she's like, I'm blindsided. Carl's like, she's gonna say she's blindsided.
As you watch, you're like, there's no way that you're blindsided by this. Like,
no,
it's very apparent that this is not working.
100% Also, yeah, that is like beyond me. It's a person you're never going to change their mind. You're never like that's it's an impenetrable wall of, I don't know if it's narcissism or just denial or what, but it's there's something happening.
And I think Amanda said it this week. Amanda was like, Carl, like we've all been there. Like, I think like, and it, even though it's different when you're obviously like a partner and a fiance, right, each of them have been in the position, like if you are ever against her, like you can't win because she just is set in how she sees things.
Right. If she's not for you, she's against you.
And if you're not for her, you're not going to get your point across.
I think it's hilarious how much Paige doesn't like Lindsay. And she's like, never have, never will. Always
Watch some old seasons for, it's good. Some reunion where they go at each other. Some reunions that they go at each other.
I'm going to have to. Now I'm really invested. So,
but even like the fact that Lindsay was so quick to throw Danielle under the bus, like she just is not a good friend.
No, like, and Danielle is a good friend. You can tell she's like, even at the reunion, like I watched
really
the
don't like Danielle. And
I wouldn't even say like, oh, love her character. I'm sorry, it's not character.
She's staying quiet this season.
But she is at least more willing to take accountability, apologize for like her part in it. Like Lindsay, definitely. I'm just like, why are you even trying to repair something with Lindsay? That's beyond me.
Yeah.
So
I'm obsessed with Wes and Sierra. Like I'm totally rooting for them. I think they're so cute.
I love Wes.
Me too.
He's no drama. He just wants to have fun. Sierra's stunning. Like I love their little vibe they got.
Yeah, no, it's super cute. Super cute.
What do you think of Jesse Solomon?
I love that he's a firsty lasty. I mean, I think him, like, clearly him and Wes are getting close, and I think that's cute.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was it this episode, or if it was, like, promoting a future episode, Amanda was, like, getting ready in her underwear, and, like, Jesse Solomon was just, like, in the room, and, like, I understand that the concept that underwear is the same thing as a bathing suit, and, like, it's not really that weird, but, like, I was, like, that's so weird to me. Like, I don't know, I just...
She's married. Like, it's the principle.
I can't imagine getting, like, having, one of my husband's friends in the room while I'm getting ready in my underwear. I don't know.
What? No.
Did you see it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
I must have been promoting the next episode then. I don't know. What's going on?
Testicular cancer. That's what I was thinking.
And I thought that was really cute with when Wes is like, imagine if I had gone second. Like,
he's really so funny.
He's really funny.
He's like, I've been to all 50 states.
No, yeah. I'm liking this season is a little like male dominant in a good way. In the past they've like really struggled to get guys on the show.
Oh, really?
And even the guys that are on the show really only last like a season. That's why Jesse and Wes are new, because like they really can't keep anyone. So far the vibes are good, and I like it. I'm here for it.
Jesse is definitely like, he's tall, dark, handsome. Like physically he is so my type, but when he opens his mouth I'm just like, damn it. You know, like he is, I don't know. It's so funny how they always say he has like the biggest mouth. Like he has like a megawatt smile.
He does.
Opens to here. But I don't know. Part of me is like, I think he's cute. And then he opens his mouth and I'm like, what are you doing? Also, don't hit on Paige. She's dating Greg.
It's a little much. Yeah. Do you think it's like what he's saying? Like, is that what you mean?
Yeah, I think he's full of himself.
I think that too.
He said something about, you know, like, if I want a girl, like, I'm going to go after her. I'm like, if they're in a relationship, you need to back off. Like, what are you talking about? So I think he thinks he's the shit and he knows it. Yeah. I'm sure he's very popular because he's very handsome. But I'm like, if you were a little more humble, you know, I'd be into it. But Tink said on her podcast that she DM'd him once upon a time. And she was like, oh, and then I saw him pop up on Sour House.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. So I was just curious because I didn't know who he was before
show. He's new this season. I didn't either.
Amanda and what's Amanda's husband's name again?
Kyle.
Kyle, of course. Kyle feels like the glue of the male tribe there. I love how he's always in charge of the speakers. He's like always the vibe CEO. He's always like got the lover boy, giving everybody drinks, like getting the speaker situated. How do you feel about him and Amanda's situation? Marriage. I mean,
they have like such a crazy, like their whole relationship has been filmed on this show. And so it goes from like, because him and Lindsay are the only OG people from like the very first season.
Yeah. Whoa. When did Amanda come into the picture?
So that very first season, like his whole thing is like, summer should be fun and I don't want to be tied down to a girl. So like he definitely like had Amanda on the side, but like didn't want to be committed to her. And this poor little young thing would like, he'd like booty call her drunkenly and she'd come over. Like, so she was like around since the beginning, but she wasn't on the show. She wasn't wasn't a part of the summer house. She was just coming to hook up with Kyle.
Gotcha.
She like, and then the whole time it's like she just clearly like wants to be with Kyle. He doesn't know what he wants. Finally they're together, he cheats on her. Like, it's a mess of like their whole relationship's a mess. And then finally when they decide to get married, like I think the whole world like couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. And so it's not shocking. I think a little bit like they're probably playing up some of their drama, like, and I just always hate that narrative, like that, I don't know. I just feel like they're like trying to make something out of their marriage that's not probably really there.
Yeah.
Because other than Lindsay and Carl, there's not, so far everyone's been pretty like at peace with each other. Like, you know, there's been no drama. So,
right.
Yeah. I think they work together, live together. Like, I just think they're up each other's butts all the time. So, of course, there's going to be some like friction, but like, I think they're making something out of nothing.
There was like a cutback to them working, like they're at home and Kyle was like, well, can you be available for this meeting at this time? And she's like, I really don't want to do it then. Like, I can't do it then. He's like, it's 9 a.m. on a Wednesday. Like, what do you mean you can't do it? And it's so funny. I was like, yeah, I think if I had to work, live, and then also the concept of having to stir things up in your marriage for a show feels insane to me. No wonder none of these relationships are going great. Like,
yeah,
like Paige and Craig are cute, but I'm still even like when he was kind of crying because he missed his mom's birthday and stuff. And she was like, okay, are you good? And he was like, I need a little more from you. Like,
yeah, I mean, they're definitely like, she's your classic black cat, New York girl, and he's your golden retriever, Southern charm, Charleston boy. Like,
yeah,
they're on opposite ends of the personality spectrum, but I think it's kind of like sweet that they gravitate towards each other.
Yeah, I do too. They definitely have a lot of sweet moments in the show. But she was like, yeah, Jesse put his hand on my thigh, and she was like, I have a boyfriend. Like, I was like, what is going on? So yeah, I'm loving Summer House. I've never watched it. I'm new to it.
It's my favorite one.
Can't imagine my life without it. I just want to go to that house and like chill.
No, you need to like start with season one. Like, there's some insane shit that happens. Like, you just need to start. Like, it's so funny. You have to start from the beginning. It's worth it.
Okay. Well, should we cover the other shows or should we like space it out? Because I know we have.
Yeah, we could do that.
Love is Blind and then also Vanderpump. I don't know if you've been watching this season of.
I have been. I feel like there's nothing too exciting happening there.
Can I just say one thing about Tom Sandoval? Tom Sandoval does not understand the difference between intention and impact. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a huge chasm in this whole thing. And maybe he does, and he just doesn't want to admit it. But he keeps saying throughout this season, it wasn't me and Raquel's intention. We didn't have malicious intentions. And I was thinking about it yesterday. And I was like, it doesn't really matter what your intentions were. Like, the whole point is you weren't thinking about other people. That's the issue. Like, no one's saying you did it with the intent to say, I'm going to hurt Ariana. I'm going to ruin her life. I'm going to ruin my relationship with Sheena and Brock and James and everybody. But that is the impact that your intentions and actions had on other people. If you just own that you're like, that's not what I meant to do. I fucked up and I realized the impact of my actions. Like, he would get so much further with everybody, I feel like. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't feel like you can say
he doesn't get
we
that.
Didn't have malicious intent no. when you're cheating on someone. Like,
correct.
The concept of the act and concept of cheating is malicious. Like, right? Like, it's just like...
correct. Like, you're not even getting away with the first statement you said, but I'm also like, even if you, okay, fine, you didn't mean to hurt anybody. Like, that's bullshit. You were just thinking about you.
Yeah.
So just admit that you were just thinking about you and that you didn't mean to, but the impact is XYZ and own the impact part of it. Like, that is, there's no accountability. There's no, like, he's like, you think I don't hate myself enough? I'm like, are you looking for people to feel bad, Tom? Like, you have to do this thing for a while if you want to salvage your friendships. You don't get to, like, have your cake and eat it too. You don't get to, like, get off scot-free and keep all your friendships. Like,
I think both of these shows, Vanderpump and Summer House, are going to come to this point pretty much after the season where, like, is Lindsay still going to be a part of this? If so, why not? Is Tom Sandoval still going to be a part of this? Why not? I think we need a new spinoff where we just put Lindsay and Tom Sandoval in a house together and make the two of them live together and just see what happens.
Yes,
because I just think the two of them, it would be fascinating to watch the two of them, like, it's, discuss themselves, or I don't know.
It's giving That's So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana, like that kind of collab.
That's what we need. And but we just need
just, to it's just
put the two of them
it's just Lindsay
just
and Tom.
Put the two of them in a vacation house, shut the door, and see what happens.
I couldn't agree more. Also, I hate that I'm saying this because I know he's so emotionally regressed and needs a lot of work and therapy, but I just love Schwartz. Is that so wrong?
So hard for me to watch. Like, he needs so much therapy.
He does. I know he does. I know. But
it's
I
so hard
just,
for me to watch.
I don't know. It's purely, like, the goofy part of him and, like, that kind of, like, essence of his personality. I'm like, oh, I just want to give you a hug. And I think he's so cute, but I'm just like,
he is.
He's really cute and likable.
But he has such
and then
Peter Pan syndrome.
He's
like,
such a Peter Pan. Schwartz, stop being a Peter Pan. You're 40.
He's 40.
Don't even get me started on old men who are figuring out their dating goals. Don't get me started.
Well, that's, I mean,
I'm like, you're going to be a dad at 40, but whatever you want. Like, whatever you want to
do. Yeah, and right, that's the biological, like, luxury that men can have Peter Pan syndrome because they don't have a biological clock that
they're not biologically accountable for their timeline.
Yeah.
So, like, even Kyle, I'm sure when he was stringing Amanda along, like, he's 40 now. I'm like, okay, so you were 33, 34
yes.
when you were, like, being a fuckboy and playing games. You're in your mid-30s. Like, get it together. I'll never understand. Like, I mean, I understand. I just can't accept it. It's beyond me. Like, can you imagine if you and me were, like, not sure figuring out our dating goals at 35? It's like, it's too late. It's simply, we just have to think about more things, whether
yeah.
you want to be a mom or not. You don't have to be, but it's like, you have to come to those decisions and have those conversations with yourself. We've already had so many big conversations with ourselves by 35. I'm like, we don't have time. We don't have time to be messing around like you guys are.
Yeah.
Don't let me get carried away. That's another soapbox for another day.
Did you ever watch One Day?
I've watched 2 episodes.
You have to keep going and telling your thoughts.
What the hell?
Congrats, 2 episodes.
Okay,
keep going and let me know.
Okay,
I loved
it. I'm like, okay right now about
okay.
it.
Okay, I loved it. But
do
there,
you believe
it definitely
them?
Is a little slow. There are definitely some slow parts. I think that's some of the point the whole time. I was very conflicted about what I wanted to happen because I wasn't sure if I wanted them together or not. And I liked that, like,
yeah.
you're unsure.
Yeah. And that is also, by the way, nothing to do with, like, looks, anything like that. It was their first episode in that conversation they had. I was like, you guys are not a match, you know?
But
like,
that's the point, right? Like, he's right. your classic F-boy and she's your classic, like, literary scholar. And
yep.
just keep watching.
Okay, I will. Leo.
It's definitely slow in the middle, but
Woodard,
he's such a cutie little
so
patootie.
Cute. He's still dating his White Lotus co-star.
Yeah.
Which I love. That's so
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, I do too.
He's
so, so cute in this show. Like, yeah, I'm just obsessed.
I could just watch him, like, pump gas at the gas station. Like, I don't care what he's doing. I'll watch it. So I will definitely keep going. For sure. Okay. Good. Well, then maybe we'll save Love is Blind for another time, because that could be a whole thing with the reunion.
I know.
Probably need to go into that a little bit deeper.
So much.
But it was so good.
It was good.
One of the best reunions.
Except for I need the Lachey's to go. Like, I can't deal with them.
People were saying they did a good job this time, Alex.
No. Guys, oh my God, it would drive me crazy when he would be like, what do you guys think? Does anybody think that Jeremy should have? It's like, you don't ask a crowd. Like, call a specific person. Like, what are you doing? As I was watching, I was getting so annoyed. I couldn't do it.
I thought that Vanessa reined herself in a little bit better than she had in previous reunions.
Yeah.
A little bit. But
they're just so cringe.
I know. But it's so funny.
Like, don't say you live in Hawaii. Don't repeat when you don't hear something. She's like, what did he say? Like, girl, like, I just like, they're so cringe to me. I couldn't.
She's like grabbing his thigh. I'm like, well, you're married. Like, we get it, you know?
Except for it was really, really funny. Like, I laughed out loud when in the very opening scene, he was like, could I carry you over my shoulder at a music festival? Like,
that was funny.
But I will say, like, and I love reality TV.
Of course.
But it felt a little like dystopian Hunger Gamey to me, of just like the alum like watching in. I just felt like it was like very Hunger Games in that way. And then like they just were a little ruthless to certain people, and it's very clear that like they're just like kind of targeting people based on what the internet is saying.
100%.
And I just felt like a little dirty to me. I don't know, it just felt a little like, yeah, like I was like, wow, is this our dystopian future of people just getting like publicly executed pretty much like on TV?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting to have them physically there. But then I think it kind of is just a metaphor for like what's happening online as everything else is happening. But it is interesting to physically see them in their booths being like, haha, or like, I'm going to ask this question or whatever. So yeah, it was also like random people they brought back. They didn't bring back my favorite OGs from season one, Cameron. And
yeah, which I wonder if they said no. I don't know. That's
they're too
like,
good
I'm
for
assuming.
It. Respectfully,
yeah.
They're too good for the show. Like, Laura's too good for the show. She's a queen energy. She was like,
see,
I can't
like
be bothered
her,
to be here.
Me.
I can't be bothered to be here. Like,
she's a mean girl to me.
Oh, I mean, for sure. But I just love that she was like, I can't even be there. I'm traveling in Barcelona for work. But I'm like, yes, you do your thing. You move on. Yeah, she is. But I do feel like she kept her composure and stuff pretty well.
Yeah, but they weren't like, I think that they could have gone at her for being mean. Like, I think they should have. Mm-hmm. Like, and that was something with the Lachey's that just like irked me, was like they clearly just went in with their like internet biases and like didn't really play a neutral moderator, which is really what somebody like hosting a reunion should do.
Yeah.
And like, I think she was really mean in the season, and like no questions were directed at her. It was like mm-hmm. giving her the floor to come at. Of course, Jeremy and Sarah Ann are unlikable people. Like, of course, it's easy to like.
Yeah.
But like, I think that she should have gotten in the hot seat a little bit too, and there was none of that.
Yeah, I feel like who's Jimmy's fiance? Chelsea.
Chelsea. Yeah.
I mean, not fiance, sorry. We didn't even touch on their relationship status. So also, what are you doing?
Like, yeah, like, just that's what I mean. Like, there was just some, like, I don't know. I just, the
Lachey's Chelsea didn't get caught off for her behavior. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we know the guys are fuck-ups. That's obviously, like, but the women can take a little bit of accountability, too. That would have been interesting to, like, touch on a little bit more. But, yeah. Alex, my computer's on low battery, and I'm worried it's going to die.
Okay, it's okay.
I'm sorry, that's my fault. I didn't plug it in. What are you going to do for the rest of the day? It's like a time bomb. I don't know.
I know. I did a lot of my like boring adult stuff yesterday. So then I have the open day today. So
that's sweet. Good for
you. I don't know. Go enjoy the
day. Are you going to celebrate St. Patty's in any way, shape, form?
I wasn't planning on it.
No green beer for you?
No.
Okay. Is it a nice day out? Maybe you'll go outside?
Yeah. It's fairly nice. So yeah, my friend and I were talking about going on a walk. So maybe I'll go do that.
Love that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. Alex is coming here in 2 weeks, and we literally are like, bitch, this is a work trip.
Yeah, we got some good things in the queue.
Good things in the queue. Lots of fun stuff coming. So get ready. Can't
Yay.
Wait. Well, I love you. I'll see you in 2 weeks. I'm so
excited.
See
you so soon. Okay. Love ya.
Bye.